Before we get started, I just wanted to warn you that a lot of the music in this show is explicit. A lot of my language is explicit, but I still explicitly hope that you'll listen to Musish with Kron Fused, which is coming up next. If you also want to be a part of the show, we accept ideas for improvs. You can email me at kronfused@gmail.com. That's kronfused@gmail.com. Or you can find me on social media everywhere with the same name. That's it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't be surprised when I say bad words.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Wish you well, well, I know you wish I would. Go to hell, well, I would meet you there if I could. Freak you out, that's all I do. You said I'm weird. You pout, say that we're through. I said we never started. What will you do if you are broke? Getting hard is just cause of you.
Baby, 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 baby My name is Clea Anais. I am a cellist and a singer, and my work kind of at this moment takes the form of like constructing kind of indie songs that have a lot of other threads of music through them. And in terms of inspiration, harmonically, that's a good question. I kind of just like find my way around an instrument, and I do really like to work on instruments I'm not familiar with so that I don't fall into the same habits. And so I'll do a lot of like writing with guitar, even though I'm not a guitarist, or, you know, I'll sit on the piano one day and, you know, kind of like derive new ways of putting shapes together in terms of sound. And another thing I love to do is catalog like rhythms that I'm interested in, and then on a day I'm looking for inspiration, I'll go back and I'll listen to a rhythm that, or like I'll go through my list of rhythms and I'll find something that's moving to me and I'll start working from there. And then lyrically, I am often inspired to write either based on like current events that really resonate with me. So for example, one of the pieces that we're doing here is about the flooded plains in Surrey after the floods. And I saw a photograph by a National Geographic photographer, Paul Nicken, who was doing some aerial work in the Abbotsford area, even though he does like a lot of stuff up north. He was in BC, and he was talking about how in his little caption of the photograph of these birds, he was talking about how like land animals and humans had been affected by the floods, but so quickly, like a day or two later, birds were taking advantage of those spaces. So sometimes I'll see a thing that really moves me, and I'll kind of like interweave storylines through that inspiration, and other times it comes from within, where I kind of work through my personal experiences to deconstruct or address a feeling. Yeah.
Thank you.
disappeared. Cause digitally I am still everywhere. Techno pixie, yeah, it's me. Aren't you just afraid? Everybody follow me. Upon the sea, it's a step away. And if you come next week, you'll never be afraid. My program.
My name is Jarrett Mayo. I'm primarily a pedal steel guitarist, also normal guitarist. I play with Clea, but I also play as a sideman in Calgary with lots of different people. And I don't do as much composing, so my sort of relationship to inspiration when it comes to composition is kind of different. I kind of work at it when it kind of comes in fits and starts, but I play with other people and play on their music, do recording sessions, and you have to be sort of quote-unquote inspired, like on the spot. You come in, you hear the song maybe for the first time, and then you have to come up with something memorable and something that improves it like right away. I've always kind of thought that like for a professional musician, like inspiration is kind of a luxury. Like, you kind of have to, you have to know how to cultivate it when you need it. So you kind of exercise that muscle. Every time I practice, I improvise, or I try to kind of create something that's not, like, not exercising your technique, but exercising your creativity so that it's always kind of ready to go. Like, genuine inspiration still comes. But you always kind of have this creative fitness for like coming up with interesting ideas when called upon. Thank you.
We both approach music quite differently. My relationship to it has always kind of been like a bit push and pull. I didn't like go to university to study music. I tried very hard to not do music. I grew up in a family of artists and I desperately did not want to be poor all the time. So I got a degree in something else and then I worked the whole time. I was in bands and I became a pilot, you know, to have a livable career, and then I have been doing a master's in counseling psychology. So for me, when I carve out the space in my life for music, it is incredibly, like, precious and kind of focused. And I've maybe over the periods where I haven't been doing as much or I've been focusing on other things, I'm subconsciously, like, acquiring desire and knowledge and putting together like what I would like to do with my time. So it's quite precious to me. It's not, Jarrett is like very good at dedicating a certain amount of time each day to like make it through technique and like those kinds of things. And his practice is more regular, whereas my practice is like in chunks. Like I'm recording a record or I'm using these weeks to write songs or or I'm like, all I'm doing is grant writing, you know? So that's, I think that for me, it's the value of that time pushes me through blocks. But I will say, like, you know, in terms of lyrics, the more you practice something, the easier it is, the less precious you are about it. Even the act of releasing records, the more you release them, the less precious you are. The more you collaborate, the less precious you are about, you know, like, this is a me thing, or like, you just learn to release a lot faster, and that is valuable. And then also, again, like, the value of doing something every day, which I do not practice, but when I am in a moment where I'm going to start working on writing, I try to write as much as possible first thing in the morning. Like, the zone between waking and constructing full sentences for me is very valuable, because it's spatially, there are no rules yet. And when you're fully awake, you like fall back into reality and like patterns. And so again, similarly to trying stuff on a new instrument, I like to work without rules or limitations in an open way, and then come back to that work later and kind of narrow things down and like, again, run them through a sieve of maybe lived experience that I've been having outside of music.
Do you practice the morning pages at all, or do you know the artist's way?
I've heard about it, and I haven't read it. But I do kind of put that practice into my practice from hearing people do it.
That's essentially what it is. Yeah, it's like, before you have time to really think about it, you drain yourself of those like precious thoughts. Mm-hmm. And I think it's like 3 pages, like full no thinking. But I'm usually just like, well, hey, if you can get the words on the page all that day, I don't care what time it is.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people block themselves because they have expectations, and they also edit. And like, what is so valuable about that exercise is to not review, not, you know, just to like get something out and come back to it later. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's hard to like, when you put a specific parameter on something like that, then you kind of, you give yourself a goal to reach or not reach, and then it feels shitty if you don't reach it. It's like, I'm gonna write 3 pages every morning and you only are 2, then that is that's good.
Yeah.
But you feel bad because you didn't reach that thing.
Yeah. That's totally why I think of it as a practice, because that way it's like, if you fail, you were just practicing.
Exactly.
So it's okay.
Like, I do my best to practice every day. And I usually do, but sometimes it's very short. But I think that like a short practice every day is better than one marathon practice every few days or once a week or something like that. Just keeping, just like at least maintaining what you're doing. And I appreciate people who are really conceptually strong. And from my point of view, you know, Clea does like studies aviation and studying masters and doing all these other things. And then she like steps away from music a lot, and then to me she just like steps back into it. And anytime she takes the time to like pick up an instrument or put pen to page, she just like spews brilliance immediately. And I've never felt that way about myself. I feel like it takes me a lot of work to create, like to get progress and to maintain that progress. And usually for me, the ruts come when I kind of plateau, and then I feel like I need to learn everything all at once, and I need to do it right now, and that's overwhelming. And then you see this huge mountain to climb, and then you're just like, you get depressed about it. But what I've kind of learned to do, or what I'm aware of that I should be doing and that I'm learning to do, is to just like pick one thing and just do that thing. And usually like intense study of like a really narrow subject of what you're doing, or like picking up a new instrument is something I like doing, even though I feel like sometimes it's kind of creative avoidance around like really digging into the instrument that I primarily play and that I love playing. Usually when you like dig into a very specific sort of subject, or you say, I'm going to transcribe a lot of this one player, or I'm going to learn all about this one narrow part of the instrument, then it gives you this sort of narrow path to walk through whatever rut you're in, and you wind up with learning a lot about this small esoteric subject, and you find some inspiration to get you through, and then you move on to the next thing. You don't need to learn everything all at once.
I think it's so, maybe cute's the wrong word, but it's so poignant that you two have such opposite skill sets and how much they complement each other. That's really beautiful. That's sweet.
Intercepting intergalactic transmission. Could you accept it? Come on, won't you just listen? Intercepting intergalactic transmission. Come on, now, won't you just listen? I've been frozen in space. My chamber sprung a leak, needs to be replaced. Could you anchor me to your station? I'm in space. Yes, I'm right. Space with outer space. I'm getting laser. Thank you.
My name is Chelsea McBride. I am a saxophonist, composer, arranger, woodwind doubler, band leader, educator, administrator, and I draw inspiration from whatever is most pressing around me a lot of the time. So often that is relationships, romantic, but also friendships, and familial, and sometimes it's philosophical queries on the nature of death and dying, and sometimes it's the latest science fiction obsession that I have. And sometimes it's the place I passed on a run, or the view of the mountains, or that particular feeling of melancholy and nostalgia at 3 o'clock in the morning when you're super tired and everything feels like it's in a movie. And sometimes I wonder if my life is a movie, but I'll draw inspiration from anything and everything. And what I love hearing are just the stories of the brilliant and the mundane in people's lives, because there's so much there to draw from. And I never know what's going to grab me most, but I always just try and stay open to the idea that, like, maybe this is the new thing that's going to inspire the next song or be the greatest thing I ever write. Or maybe it will give me the idea for a color that I want, like a piece that I wrote based off of Niagara Falls frozen in the winter. So it always looks different, and it's a little bit of everything. But I think what I draw inspiration from is the way that you can create a moment of magic and how you can do that with the simplest and the smallest of elements. I think that's what keeps me in the business.
Oh, I love that answer. I fully love it so much.
By side, not hand in hand, platonically demand a certain quality of loving, I feel you.
Hi, I'm Confused, aka Julie B, aka Zigzag Stardust, aka the host of Musician. I would really love it if you could tune in every second Friday from 11 a.m. till noon and hear me turn the stuff that inspires me into weird audio improv. There's sound collages, there's local music, there's hot off-the-presses hit tracks, and it's waiting. It's for you. It's for us. It's made by us. So get at me. Come on in and stay inspired in the meantime.
I'm Christine Dibble.
And I'm Carla Slytome.
And we are the KNC Jazz Duo. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Is that the sun on the horizon, or another deity that must be loved? I spend the day trying to hide from, then let it slip away upon. Thank you.
almost slow to halt. I have no shadows to hide behind this time, only truth. The words I speak cause the towers to fall and shake the youth. Shake my tooth, let the rain fall. Crumble towers, let it all go. Reaching the depths of smoke and mirrors. I cannot preach it if you don't fear first. The thirst I've reached for the drink of life is almost full. The forces that be take hold and then I feel the pull. This magic game for fools, this magic gave me tools. Feel the magnitude of honor when I perform for you. Cripple distraction and double down on action. A piece of the puzzle is mutilated until it slides right in. When could it turn to sin? How did it all begin? To shed a light of maniacy on our sacred kin. I think I know what I'm doing and so do you. Oh, these eyes of mischief are staring right now at you. Oh, it's all a matter of time. No need to try to rewind. I know I found myself. I found myself here naked.
Demons got me in the booth, so ain't driving like a stone cold stunner. So who are you to hate on me? I'm here to make y'all see. I was born as an underdog, worked like a summer job. Now I'm here to shake your knees. Yeah.
Running like a G, running to be free. Running in the wild, running like Willie. I'm running, who am I? I'm running, who are we? I'm running for my life, I'm running just for me, yeah. I'm rock, rocking the boat, yeah. I'm rock, rocking the boat. I hold all my bags. This ain't a tote. I purge all my past. You don't come close. I'm rock, rocking the boat. Yeah. I'm rock, rocking the boat. I hold all my bags. This ain't a tote. I purge all my past. You don't come close. Can I disclose? You plot like Glenn Close. Silly rabbit scattered. Everyone knows you put on a nice belt and strike a pose.
Like it.
Where you been and where you got it, nobody knows. Integrating, contemplating, circle blocks and activating, sensitizing, agitating. But I glow, I'm fascinated, dark invading, elevated. Burn my stage while I'm upgrading. Rhetoric is nauseating, surviving death is liberating. I'm rocking the boat, yeah. I'm rock, rocking the boat. This ain't a tote. I purge all my past. You don't come close. I'm rock, rocking the boat. Yeah. I'm rock, rocking the boat. I hold all my bags. This ain't a tote. I purge all my past. You don't come close.